Welcome to CSEK News, the only news source in the North truly dedicated to local stories on the ground. CSEK News addresses the diverse needs of the underserved communities between Burns Lake and Haida Gwaii through firsthand stories and in-depth interviews. CSEK News funding is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially support campus and community radio stations in Canada, as well as the Government of Canada. We are your hosts, Pam Hassan and Dan Messick, and we are on the dial at 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. Our call letters are CSEK, and we are broadcasting from the unceded Gitindam territory, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Follow CSEK News online at smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Smithers Community Radio.
Today on CSEK News, how much mail do you receive in a week? How many packages? Well, if you're in rural Canada, it's getting harder to send and receive mail depending on where you are. That's why BC MPs Gord Johns from Courtney Alberni and Taylor Bacharach, Skeena Buckley Valley, were firing questions at the Liberal minister responsible for postal service across the country about more than 120 rural communities in Canada that have lost their local post offices since the Liberals took power in 2015. Now, rural MPs and locals themselves in affected communities are calling out the federal government for their neglect of Canada Post and to do more to protect local postal service, a vital amenity for many rural communities. In Northwest BC, the most recent and acute postal issues can be found in the community of Atlin. About 400 people live year-round in Atlin, which lost its only post office last fall after a fire took it out. That was followed by the exit of the local postmaster. Now, only twice weekly, thanks to a couple local women, can residents pick up packages and mail, but no one can reply or send out packages from Atlin, and there seems to be no solution in sight. Today, we'll chat with Skeena Buckley Valley MP Taylor Bacharach about what he's hearing from his most northern constituents and what he and his colleagues are asking the Liberals to do to save rural post offices. But first, have a listen to the exchange MP Johns and Bacharach had with the Minister of Public Service and Procurement, Helena Jakczek. Stay with us.
Speaker, post offices are the heart of rural communities. We rely on them to keep in touch with loved ones and to pick up essentials. But consecutive Liberal and Conservative governments have been starving them of resources. It started with making postmasters find their own facilities. And guess what? When that fails, the Liberals privatize our mail, destroying union jobs. Then shockingly, when privatizing government services doesn't work out, they just plop in a mailbox and call it a day. So what is the minister's plan to stop the privatization scheme, to save rural community hubs, and to save good-paying union jobs?
Here, here.
The Honourable Minister of Public Procurement.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, and thank you to the member opposite for his question. As he knows very well, Canada Post is a Crown corporation at arm's length from government. However, of course, ongoing discussions do occur between myself and the chair of the board at Canada Post. As is the case with many other postal carriers around the world, Canada Post is evolving to meet the changing customer needs and expectations. There is a top priority in keeping its employees and in the communities that it serves, and it will continue to serve Canadians with a service that they can rely on.
The Honourable Member for Skeena Buckley Valley.
Madam Speaker, with all due respect, that answer wasn't good enough. The fact is, this government's policy on postal service is failing rural communities. It's not working in Atlin, it's not working in Telegraph Creek, and it didn't work in the 120 communities in rural Canada that lost their post office since this government took office in 2015. So I'd like to give the Honourable Minister another chance to answer the question. Is she aware of the impact that her government's policy is having on rural communities when it comes to post offices? And if so, what is she going to do to ensure that not a single additional community loses its post office?
Here. The Honourable Minister of Public Service and Procurement.
I suppose I need to reiterate that Canada Post is a Crown agency at arm's length from government. However, we do work together to always ensure that the corporation provides the high-quality service that Canadians expect at a reasonable price that reaches Canadians across the country. And we will continue to work with Canada Post to ensure that the corporation continues to meet the evolving needs of Canadians, including changes brought on by the pandemic. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Here's my follow-up conversation with Skeena Buckley Valley MP Taylor Bachrach.
It's Taylor Bachrach, the Member of Parliament for Skeena Buckley Valley. I'm pulled over at a rest area between Smithers and Terrace.
Great, Taylor. Thanks so much for being with us again today on CICK News. Obviously, we talked about this a little bit earlier, but you've been calling on the federal government recently to deal with a particular situation facing rural post offices, and not just here in the Northwest, but this is an issue that is right across the country. So maybe start with, you know, how did you originally become aware of the situation, especially with some of the more remote communities in your riding?
For sure. Well, thanks for reaching out, Dan. And like you said, this has been an issue going back several years. Certainly in Skeena Buckley Valley, which makes up all of Northwest BC, there are dozens of tiny rural post offices. And these post offices are a real lifeline for rural residents. About a year ago, the community of South Bank lost its post office. And this was during the pandemic and lost access to the building the post office was in, and the postmaster resigned. And so through becoming involved in that situation and trying to get their post office back up and running, I became aware of this more systemic issue right across Canada in rural areas, which is essentially that Canada Post's model for rural post offices really isn't sustainable. And as a result, we're seeing a lot of rural post offices close, even though there's a moratorium on post office closures going back to 1994, when the then Liberal government, hearing the outcry from rural Canada, committed to not closing any more rural post offices. What they're doing, though, is they're not closing them. They're essentially starving them of resources, and then they close themselves, which really is the same effect in the end. So the problem is with the model, and that's where I've been trying to put pressure on the minister responsible in the House of Commons and by writing letters and putting pressure in other ways, trying to convince the minister that we need a different model to ensure that these post offices are sustainable.
Now, in the exchange that you and your colleague Gord Johns had in the House recently about this issue, the government was trying to play this down, so to speak, and saying that Canada Post is its own corporation and that you need to kind of deal with them, and that the government doesn't really have a whole lot that they can do here. What's your response to some of those criticisms?
Well, this is often what we hear from the government when they don't want to deal with an issue, no matter how pressing, is that if there's an arm's length Crown corporation or regulator that they can point the finger at, they essentially lay the blame on that agency and abdicate their own responsibility. And that really doesn't fly. Ultimately, Canada Post is a federal institution. It answers to the minister through legislation, and the minister is able to provide policy direction to Canada Post to ensure that it's meeting its mandate. Part of its mandate is serving rural Canada. And I think the minister, if the minister took this issue up and listened to the voices of rural Canadians, she's very much in a position to change this situation. One of the problems, though, and I'll just touch on this, is that Canada Post has a mandate to be revenue neutral for its services. So essentially, its postal services have to pay for themselves. And in big cities, that's possible. With all the Amazon parcels, with all of the letter mail, there's a lot more revenue there. When we're talking about small rural communities, there just isn't the volume to make those post offices pay for themselves. We need to think of it more as an essential service that's vital to people's quality of life in rural and remote communities. So that's the message that I took to the minister when I met with her. I'm not sure if it sunk in, but we're going to keep it up and keep the pressure on. Of course, the other community that's on our minds right now is Atlin, because the post office in Atlin burned down about a year ago, and they haven't been able to find a permanent solution for that community. So I just on this drive, I pulled over near Hazelton and talked to the head of the postmasters union that represents all these rural postmasters. We're trying to find a solution for that community that sees their mail service continue into the future.
Taylor, you also had mentioned in a press release I received two acute issues. One, you already mentioned Atlin, but also in Telegraph Creek. Now, there are, dozens of highly remote communities here in the Northwest. What happens when something like the issue in Atlin, where the post office burns down, there's not a replacement? What happens to people's mail in these communities? That's a community of about 400 or so people. But what happens to all this mail? How are they being? How are they able to stay in contact with the outside world, so to speak?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, Dan. What's happened in Atlin is that Canada Post has created a temporary post office in an old historic building. It's actually a morgue going back to the turn of the century at least. And it's not adequate. It's a building that doesn't have very much insulation. It's got single pane windows. It's about 12 feet by 12 feet in size. And really hard to heat in the winter. It doesn't have a bathroom or running water. So right now there are three women in the community that have been serving in the postmaster role, but it's only open, you know, a day or two a week. People can't buy stamps. There's no retail services available. So it's really not a full service option. It's a stopgap measure. And I've heard from the community that it's clearly not adequate. But what we're pushing for is for Canada Post to really take responsibility for the matter and to establish a proper post office there. Unfortunately, Canada Post's model really relies on the postmasters themselves to provide the premises. It's a model that goes way back to when people would have the post office in their own home, or perhaps a business person would have the post office in a corner of their business. And Canada Post would pay them a little extra money on top of what they made at their own business, and that would make it worthwhile for them to offer it as kind of a service off the corner of their desk. That system isn't serving a lot of communities. There are a lot of cases where you can't find someone who's willing to play that role in the community. And Canada Post only pays about $20 an hour for these rural postmasters. So we need a whole rethink of the model. I think this situation in Atlin is showing that. In Telegraph Creek, the Indigenous band, the Telegraph Creek band, operates the post office. Essentially, Canada Post has contracted out the post office services to the band, but again, they don't provide enough money. And there have been other issues there as well, like slow internet service has made it difficult for some of the online postal services, and the lack of support means that their postmaster has contacted me and said, hey, you know, this isn't working for our community. We don't have enough support. We need a better system. So lots of work to be done. And of course, this is part of a larger picture, which is the erosion of rural services across our country. And life in rural and remote Canada, in some ways, is getting better and more convenient with expanding internet access, for instance. But in other ways, we're seeing services eroded. We're seeing a loss of transportation services. We're seeing more and more services centralized in bigger communities like healthcare. And of course, the situation with services like postal services. So I'm really pushing back as a rural MP and sending a message to the federal government that rural Canada matters, that the federal government needs to invest in these places and needs to provide proper services for people.
All right, MP Taylor Bachrach, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks so much for joining us again and your insight on this file, and we'll be sure to check in at a later date to see what the updates are.
Really appreciate your interest, Dan. Thanks for reaching out, and we'll keep pushing.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer Pam Hassan and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.